Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ in this, the beginning of Advent. The church has its own liturgical calendar that begins with Advent. And as with all calendars, the church's calendar deals with events in time. Advent is on the church's calendar because it is the church's time to reflect on the arrival of Christ in the story of Christmas retold. In Advent, Christians prepare their hearts to look back in time to that singular redemptive moment in human history, the birth of Jesus Christ. Advent, then, is that time of the church year that builds anticipation for our celebration of Christ and his coming into the world on that first Christmas. Just as the New Testament says, at the right time, Christ was born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those of us who were, because we were under the law, were also under the curse of sin. Christ, the Son of God, came into our world and he walked this earth in the person of Jesus Christ in order to shed his blood and to free us from our sins. And yet this is not the only time in human history when mortal men will see Jesus. For the church also lives in the hope of Christ and his reappearing at the very end of time. We believers live in the joyous confidence that Christ one day is to visibly come again in clouds of glory so that every eye may behold his coming. And on that glorious day in the future when Christ returns, it will be to judge the living and the dead. It will be to right all wrongs, to bring light to light the deeds of darkness, and most importantly, to rescue us from this present and evil age. And even though no one knows the day or the hour, the church still marks her calendar in Advent as that time when we Christians prepare for that second coming of Christ. Unfortunately, death has bound us to time, so that you and I have a beginning, and we have, sadly, an end. Birth marks the beginning of time, while death marks the end of life for every person since Adam. Ruled by both time and space, we need calendars to mark time and to manage time. But unlike us, our Lord Jesus Christ is not subject even to time. For Christ existed before all things, and he is above all things, even time. Therefore, the Bible says of him, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Because he has conquered time. This is then a very prominent theme of our Advent reflection. For even though our timeless Lord allowed himself to be born in time and subject to time, when he conquered death, he conquered time. Now raised from the dead and restored to his rightful throne in heaven, the God-man Jesus Christ is eternal and therefore unhindered by the restraints of time and space that limit you and me. For this reason, the exalted Jesus remains a man, and yet, as true God, he is everywhere at once. But unlike our Jesus, we are still time-bound. And so when we think of Christ and his appearances on earth, we think about them in their chronological order, in their historical sequence. We look back in time to his birth, and we look forward in time to his future return. Yet in between those two definitive moments in all of human history is the entire history of the Christian church and our own life of faith. You and I now live in this age of faith between these two appearances of our Lord. And we do not see him now, but we know him and we trust him. And because it is now the age of faith, Jesus Christ intentionally has chosen not to be visibly present on this earth for a time. Christ has done this not to abandon us or orphan us, but to give us the unique opportunity to believe in him without seeing him, and therefore to live by faith. But just because Christ is not visible at the present time does not mean that he is absent from your lives. Even though the world cannot see Christ, and now doesn't mean that our Lord is not among us with his redeeming grace. For Jesus is with us in a third way, again, without the constraints of time or the limitations of being confined to a single place. But Jesus Christ, our Lord, comes to us this afternoon in the sacred mysteries of his word and sacraments. And so Advent also focuses on Christ as he comes to us in the word, as in the water of baptism, in the wafer and the wine of his supper. And so this is the third meditative emphasis of Advent. For as often as the church baptizes or preaches or celebrates the supper, you should know that Christ is in your life through his real presence in the sacred, the solemn, and the sacramental events. Therefore, there never needs to be a time in which we lose sight of Christ. For in the historical past, Christ, the Son of God, came into our world through the birth of his Son at Christmas to save us. And in the sacramental present, Christ still comes into our hearts through faith in his word to save us. And in the apocalyptic future, Christ is coming again, and through his return, he will save us. How is he able to accomplish all of this? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the book of Hebrews, we are told long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to us by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us in his Son. And of the Son, God the Father says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. He says to the Son, you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will wear out like a garment, but you are the same, and your years, they have no end. For as the eternal God who grants eternal life, we see Jesus, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. This is beneficial knowledge as we begin our meditations on Christ during Advent. For whether we look back at his birth, whether we look forward to his return in the future, or whether we find our Lord in the sacred mysteries of his word and sacraments, he remains the one constant in our life, the God and the Savior whom we adore. And just as Jesus Christ is changeless, so you must know that his love for you is changeless. Whether you consider him then or now or yet to be. In 1 John, the Apostle John tells how we can know Jesus in the now. John says, and the Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. For there are three that testify on earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and yet these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is stronger, for this is the testimony that he has borne concerning his Son. What John is referring to here as Spirit is the Spirit as he works in us through the preached word. And so John is saying that we have Christ in his word proclaimed, in the waters of baptism, and in the blood of the New Testament, which we have in the Lord's Supper. John is saying that even though a world without faith will testify that these cannot possibly be Jesus among us, faith knows better. And we will find our hearts properly prepared for Christ's return by knowing him now in the present tense, through his holy word, through this holy washing, and through his holy body and blood. May God grant it to us all. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus this Advent season. Amen.